Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 13th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is apotheosis, spelled A-P-O-T-H-E-O-S-I-S. Apotheosis is a noun. It means the perfect form or example of something, or the highest or best part of something. It can also mean elevation to divine status, deification. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Julie Lasky. Having begun 4,000 years ago as strange little rooms in modest Mesopotamian houses storing cuneiform tablets, libraries reached their Western European apotheosis by the 18th and 19th centuries as grand paneled spaces with fireplaces, ornate ceilings, built-in shelves, hard and soft chairs for serious and relaxed reading, plush carpets, game tables, maybe a grand piano, and secret doors through which servants discreetly entered to tend fires. Among the ancient Greeks, it was sometimes thought fitting to grant someone god status. Hence the word apotheosis from the verb apotheo, meaning to deify. All are rooted in the Greek word theos, meaning God, which we can also thank for such religion-related terms as theology and atheism. There's not a lot of literal apotheosizing to be had in modern English, but the word apotheosis is thriving in the 21st century. It can refer to the highest or best part of something, as in the celebration reaches its apotheosis in an elaborate feast, or to a perfect example or ultimate form, as in a movie that is the apotheosis of the sci-fi genre. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.